From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump has decided to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. It shielded 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham agreed with the president's decision, but also said Congress had to step up its game.
I've tried to do my part to find comprehensive immigration reform, not only for the DREAM Act kids, but also for their parents. But the main thing I've tried to do is make sure that 20 years from now, we don't have 11 million more illegal immigrants. Fix it once and for all.
Congress will have 6 months to act if it wishes to continue to allow those affected to remain in the United States. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that the winding up of military hysteria over North Korea could lead to a global catastrophe and a huge number of human casualties. He said a peaceful and diplomatic solution could only resolve the North Korean nuclear problem. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley wants the U.N. Security Council to vote on September 11th to impose tougher sanctions. President Donald Trump has declared emergencies in Florida, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands as Hurricane Irma prepares for landfall. The dangerous Category 5 storm is wielding the most powerful winds ever recorded for a storm in the Atlantic Ocean. It is on a path that could take it toward Florida over the weekend. Irma's size and strength put the entire state on notice Tuesday. Residents and visitors prepared to leave in anticipation for catastrophic winds and floods. Puerto Rico's governor is also warning that the effects of Hurricane Irma could be catastrophic and is calling the storm more dangerous than Hurricane Harvey. This is VOA News.